When you're driving around the Treasure Valley, you see hundreds of businesses you've never stopped in at and probably have no idea what they are. Two budding podcasters decided to stop the car and head inside some of those stores. Boise State Public Radio's digital content coordinator, Lacey Daly, and her friend Joel Wayne started up a new podcast. It's called You Know the Place, and it shines a light on some of those little-known businesses. They've gone to a reptile market, an India fashion and grocery, a place that caters to cutting men's beards, and a social club that gets together to watch the sunset. And that is just the beginning. Let's take a listen to some of their escapades.
Hello and welcome to You Know the Place, the store. Three, two, one.
We just pulled in. We Googled it to make sure it's open. It says it's open.
I think it's open.
We think so. We're going to go try it. I have no idea what to expect. I'm not a fan of reptiles.
I'm not either. I like it all. Oh, God.
Women are attracted since day one of creation to a snake, and it holds true to today. Women are crazy for snakes.
I was single when beards weren't cool, and I would find guys with beards, and I would want to touch them, you know, and I would give them all this attention, and they thought I was weird, so they were like, Wendy, you should just go to barber school and become a barber, and then you can play with beards all day. And I was like, yes, that's it!
Here's my other quick thing that I noticed. We referred, and they referred, a number of times to the beards, as if it's like a group of people, like the Plantagenets or like the Kennedys.
The beards.
The beards.
Yeah, but no blankets, no pillows, no shoe, nothing, you know, my shoe is my pillows. We started with $10, now we have our own business, I have our own house, nice car. We still work three jobs.
Gosh, they're really nice people.
Yeah.
They give back probably a lot more than they get.
Enough so that I don't know if there's like many things in that store that I would necessarily buy, and yet I want to find an excuse to go back to that store.
So this week I am nominating Sunset Club. It's not a strip club.
That was my first question.
Sure, sure. It's a group, and it is predominantly gay men who watch the sunset.
A one and a two. Rise and shine and give gay the glory, glory. Rise and shine and give gay the glory, glory. Rise and shine and give gay the glory, glory. Children of the rainbow.
Hello and welcome to You Know the Place, the show that explores the Idaho businesses, groups, and the locations you always drive by or notice but never seem to visit.
Podcasters Lacey Daly and Joel Wayne are with me in studio to talk about their podcast, You Know the Place. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks for having us.
That was just entertaining, just listening to those outtakes. I have to say. All right. I want to know, how in the world did you come up with this idea?
You start.
No, you start. It was your idea.
Boy. Well, it started just in daily commutes more than anything else. You drive by every day you drive by probably 99% of businesses that you've never stopped into, and you notice the signs every time. And you have questions that go through your head, and other people, if you mention it to someone else too, they'll say that too. But why don't you ever stop in them? And so you have questions about them, and you know, about who shops there.
What is it?
What do they actually do there?
So how do you pick where you're going to go and what you're going to showcase?
We try to do a mix, obviously, of brick and mortar, retail shops, more experiential type of stuff, service-based type of stuff. And then we're also trying to do stuff that's group or club-based as well. So maybe they don't have a place that they meet every time. Maybe it changes every time. So we're trying to do a little mix of everything.
And then your first podcast was going to this reptile store.
Oh, yeah.
And we just heard neither of you like reptiles.
Absolutely not.
So did you walk away liking them at all?
No, I actually, I have no desire to now go purchase a snake, but it gives me an appreciation for, I think, different, I don't want to say walks of life, that sounds almost derogatory, but like groups of people and different interests and hobbies other than my own, and just kind of how they get along in every day and what their options are out there when it comes to purchasing snakes and lizards and what have you. Some people get really excited about that stuff.
So what's the reception been like to the podcast?
Good, I'd say. I mean, I don't know numbers on it at this point, but it's been great. I think it's been helpful that every time we mention it to somebody, they always say, that's a good idea. And then they always have a suggestion. They go, mm-hmm. You know where you should go. And so I feel like to us, that felt like some validation that people would want to listen to this and are listening to this.
And what are some of the places that people say, oh, you should check this out?
Well, an upcoming episode, I guess here's a little teaser. A listener who neither of us know and so mm-hmm. found our website and sent us a suggestion to parrots and stuff.
What?
Not to be confused with aquariums and stuff.
Which is different and separate. Place.
And they're both in the area?
Yeah, this one's on the bench. But it came from a listener completely unsolicited. And, you know, he kind of echoed some of the same concerns we were. Like, how are there enough parrots in Boise that have enough needs that necessitates a parrot shop? So we decided to go.
So this is an actual parrot shop. Can you buy a parrot there?
It's complicated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You just have to listen to the
You'll
podcast.
Have to listen. Yeah.
I'm speaking with podcasters Lacey Daly and Joel Wayne about their new podcast, You Know the Place. And of course, you can always listen to back episodes, correct? I mean, it's on NPR One, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So people can listen if they haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
And is it hard to find places? I mean, I'm assuming you can't just show up at parrots and stuff.
No, we did.
That's where
you
wrong.
Did.
Yeah. I think that's probably, I mean, we have a list. We have a list of like 60 or 70 places. So I don't think we'll run out of material or content. It's just finding the time to go. But we find, we meet some of the coolest people and we get some of the coolest sound when we just show up unannounced. Some of them we do have to call ahead of time, especially if they're experience-based, like the acro yoga, or we did the mm-hmm. Joel floated at the Stillwater Float
yeah.
Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what was that like? That looks odd.
It's like a mix of meditation and sensory deprivation.
But are you going to – I am deathly afraid that you would sink and you fall asleep and all of a sudden you're underwater and you drown.
It's actually not – so it's not possible because
really?
Of the sheer amount of salt that's dissolved in
are
it.
Are they just telling you this?
No. Like even okay. your
don't,
head.
Gemma, don't go yeah. in there determined to die.
Well, no. I don't want to. That's why I've stayed away.
Someone would have to hold you under, I'm pretty
oh,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Strangest or weirdest place that you've been so far and why? And strange doesn't have to be bad. I mean, I think we sometimes use that word in a negative way.
Strange for me, I mean, the Boise's Rockin' Reptile, it was the first place that we went to ever before we even exactly knew what the structure of the show would be. We knew what the kind of material would be. And JC being the first person that we met, mm-hmm. he was the owner. And, you know, at the end of that episode, you hear that he had to close his shop due to health reasons, but we recently found them on Facebook and he's trying to get started again.
Oh.
He's taking orders. He doesn't have a storefront. And I'm certainly not promoting his business. He was just, again, somebody that was willing to chat with us in the middle of a business day about his hobbies and his passions. And I mean, he really got into mm-hmm. it, but it takes a special person to love a snake.
I would agree with that. What about you, Joel?
I would probably say, I mean, yes, obviously a Boise's Rockin' Reptile, but our first one outside of Boise proper, Boise Stage Stop, which is about 20 minutes towards Mountain Home. It's a trucker, mm-hmm. a truck stop. And very, very odd place, just from the decor to, you know, there's a theater upstairs. There's a diner. There's these showers, these private showers that have bidets.
I'm glad you
in
said
them.
Private showers.
a maid did let us in to them and... But there were bidets inside, and there used to be a knife shop, but that's closed now. So just a very odd place.
I just love listening to the two of you talk about the experiences. I mean, I think there is something just about the camaraderie between the two of you. I want to thank both of you for coming in. We've been talking with podcasters Lacey Daly and Joel Wayne about their new podcast, You Know the Place. And if you want to listen to their new podcast, new one will be out tomorrow, Thursday, and you can listen at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. It is definitely worth a listen, and I think you might even get a laugh or two out of it.